Okay. Hello?
Yep. Hello.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. All right. So, well, I guess you guys would have to hear my prayer, you know, through osmosis or whatever. Okay, well, we're going to get started. So does anyone have any questions for me about anything I've covered in the class so far? Or just a general question? Any question?
Oh, I have a question for you. When you get out of the vortex or out of feeling in balance and on track, how do you get yourself back on?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't have, like, one formula. I actually will use whatever tool. Like, I have different tools that I use, and I just basically tune into myself. First of all, I just stop. I'll become aware. Oh, okay. You know, I'll just, because, you know, you can feel it in your, at least I can feel it, and I'm sure all of us can feel it in our body when we're kind of out of sync, when we're out of the vortex. You know, our body feels like a little jagged and jarring. At least that's how mine feels. And so that's the first thing, is just to become aware, to be aware that I'm out, you know, out of the vortex. I mean, that's like half the solution right there, because like, oh, okay, there's this awareness, okay. And then I kind of will sink into myself and I'll ask, okay, well, what do I need in this moment? And then something will come to me, and it's usually different every time, and something will come to me. And several things, I will use several things. I know some energy therapies like Emotional Freedom Technique and TAT. I just got a TAT email the other day that was a very quick one. So sometimes I'll use that just as a, if I don't have a lot of time, and I don't have time to process anything, I'll just do that. You know, it's a pose and you go, this is happening, I'm okay and I can relax now. And it just will just bring me back to a centered place. So sometimes I'll use emotional therapy techniques if I don't have a lot of time. But I think my favorite thing that I'm using now is that I will just stop it. Part of the meditation I did at the beginning of the class that none of you probably heard was I like to start off with just become aware of your breathing. You don't have to do anything to breathe. You don't have to make yourself breathe. It's like just become aware that something is automatically breathing you. Like there's some force, this underlying force of life, you know, the same force that moves the planets, that, you know, has the sunshine every day. The same force is the force that is really the connecting thread of all of us, every creature, every human, you know, every life form. And it's awareness itself. And this is always operating. We just lose sight of it. And when we're out of the vortex, we forget it. And so that's one way just to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm breathing. So there is this awareness that is really powerful, that is actually here for me, that's actually operating my all of the systems in my body. And so it just helps to just stop and become aware of that. And then it just widens the perspective of life. Instead of just being so focused narrowly on what's happening in my, you know, in this moment in my life right here, it helps me to kind of open up to, you know, that there's something much bigger at play here, and I'm not alone, and I'm not having to do this by myself. And so that's one simple thing. And then actually that takes me into the deeper, this really deep truth of, there is an aspect of my being that was prior to this being born, that was prior to being given the name Clarissa or whatever name. There's this deep aspect of our being that is eternal. And no, nothing that can happen here, nothing that has ever happened here, no creation, no event will ever change that. It's an eternal truth, the truth with a capital T. And to just sink into that, takes me, brings me into a vortex, because it's a bringing me into the vortex of something that's deeply true that cannot be changed. No matter what I may be experiencing, no matter what is unfolding, that can never be annihilated. That can never be changed or destroyed or damaged in any kind of way. And it just really helps to put, you know, my life into perspective. And so from there, then I can gain access to, you know, much more information that may be, that may help me, you know, decide what actions to take depending on what's going on. If there's a situation and I need to take some action, or there's a situation that I need to make a decision about, from that place, then you have access, I have access to much more, you know, a higher intelligence, or I should say a more infinite intelligence. So that's kind of my favorite thing right now. Okay, did that answer your question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, who is that? Is this Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so is there another question? I know I have at least two people on the line who would like readings. First of all, so there's Robiel, there's Rubina, there's Jennifer. Is there someone else on the line?
There's Susan.
Susan Reiner?
Yes.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Clarissa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. I'm gearing up for the holidays here, and it's cold down here
yes.
in Miami. Oh my goodness! But
wow.
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So okay. So if there's not another question, I will start in on the readings. But if there's someone who has a burning question, I'd be happy to answer it. Okay. Going once. Going twice. Okay, all right, well, I'm going to start with Robiel, since she's a newbie and has not, it's her first time on the call. And where are you from, Robiel?
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, but I live in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, you do, you live in Maryland. Okay, my good friend Sharon lives in Silver Springs. Okay, so, well, I guess what I'm going to need to do your reading is your birthday and your age.
Clarissa,
uh-huh.
Remind the rest of us how to mute ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to mute and unmute at any time, press 1*.
Thanks.
Okay, Robiel, your birthday and your age?
My birthday is November 30th, 1973, and I am 37 years old.
Okay, and you just had a birthday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you just had a birthday. Well, how was that? How's that been so far?
It was fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you are a Sagittarius, so you are 3 of Hearts, 5 of Clubs. Wow, 3 of Hearts, very creative, and 5 of Clubs, freedom-oriented. Okay, what kind of work do you do? I'm curious.
I work for University of Phoenix.
Okay. Does that give you a lot of flexibility?
Not as much as I would like right now, but it's okay. I like what I do.
Okay. All right. So you're, like I said, we have two really main cards, our birth card, which is the card that rules the day we were born, and we have a planetary ruling card. And our planetary ruling card is based on our astrological sun sign, so you're a Sagittarius. So your planetary ruling card would be the Jupiter card in your life path, so which is the 5 of Clubs. So we say your birth card it represents what you came here to do, and your planetary ruling card is like it's how you express, it's how you're actually going to do what you came here to do. It's like your favorite way of expressing yourself is more like a 5 of Clubs. And both these cards are odd cards, and the 3s are the most creative cards in the deck. So a 3 of Hearts would be someone who really loves creativity and diversity, and it's in heart, so it would be someone who would actually like diversity in people, diversity in relationships, diversity in love, you know, and self-expression, creative self-expression, okay? And usually someone with a three would be like an artist or a writer or songwriter or something like that. They have to express themselves some kind of way, okay? And a five of clubs is a five is the number of change, travel. They don't like to be hemmed in. It's the number that follows four. Four is very stable, home-oriented, and so five follows four. And so after you've done that, the four thing for a while, you want your freedom. You want to explore. You want to find new things. So you would be someone who would be very creative or who would have a strong urge to express themselves. And also, too, you're someone who likes to maybe travel, who likes change, who likes to explore things, especially with the five of clubs. Clubs is the suit of the mind, so you would really be someone who would you have an open mind, you like to, basically expand your mind, and you would be someone who would be good in sales and promotion because you like to talk to people, and plus sales is kind of like a freedom-oriented job. You know, you get to travel around, and it gives you some kind of flexibility and some kind of freedom. So that's a little bit about your cards. Does any of that ring a bell to you? Sometimes people feel more like they relate more to their PR card than their birth card. So how does that sit with you, what I just said?
I am very creative. I have an event planning business. That's my passion. I am at a point now where I do want to travel. That's what I see my life being like, traveling. I am currently in school working on my PhD. So that relates with the open mind. So I guess I relate with both of what you said, with the Three of Hearts and the Five of Clubs. They both fit.
What are you getting a PhD in?
Organizational leadership and structure.
Okay, and you plan on using that with your event planning business, or?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so you just had a birthday, and you just turned 37, so I'm looking at your cards and both your birth card and your ruling card, and since, we have limited time here, I can't do, a whole reading, so just tell me tell me one or two areas that you really, really would like some insight on or information or some kind of guidance on.
Love life.
Love. Okay, well, yeah, you being a Three of Hearts, that would, huh, dog. Three of Hearts are constantly thinking about love, okay? I mean, because hearts, three, like they have to explore and experiment in love. That's really Three of Hearts. Okay, that, as well as being creative. Okay, well, let me see what might be going on in your love life this year for you. In your Three of Hearts, you got a Five of Hearts, Pluto. So are you currently in a relationship? What's your relationship status now?
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but I am seeing someone.
So you're dating. You'd say you're dating.
Yes.
You're dating. And how's it going?
Well, let's say he flew home from Venezuela to surprise me for my birthday.
He did what?
He flew in from Venezuela. He plays basketball overseas.
Okay. Oh. You think he might be a tad interested? I'd say that was kind of a sign of some kind of interest. Okay, all right. No, I'm just joking. You're cute. How do you feel about that? I mean, that sounds like a little more than dating if someone's willing to get on a plane and fly from Venezuela to come see you for your birthday.
Well, yes. I mean, nothing's official yet, but he did say that, he wanted us to talk, and he wasn't able to be here as long as he wanted to be, and he just kept talking about how much he enjoyed our time together, so.
Okay, but so you're dating him, so would you be interested, is it to the point where you would, like, if someone else came along, you would date them too? Or are you like, feeling like you want to be exclusive with him? What are you feeling about it?
I want to be exclusive with him.
Uh-huh.
I would be tickled pink. I'd be thrilled.
So basically you want to know if things are going to work out with this guy.
Yes.
Is that really what you, okay. Do you know his birthday?
Yes.
What is
September, it?
It
is September 13th.
Uh-huh.
23.
September 13th. I'm not going to get his age. He's a jack of clubs. So September 13th, he's a jack of clubs, not a diamonds. Okay. I'm going to see if his cards fall in your, yeah, well, in your five of clubs PR card, you are, your long-range card is the king of hearts. And so he's a jack of clubs, so a king of clubs, I mean, I'm sorry, he's a jack of clubs. So a king of clubs would represent him. So a long-range card is the card that's focused for the year. It doesn't, it's not negative or positive. It's just neutral. It's kind of our focus for the year. But actually, this is your Mars year, so that's men. So I would say he's going to be a focus for you this year. And your challenge card this year is a four of hearts. That's the marriage card. That's the traditional marriage, home and family. And then the result card, usually our result card is who we may end up with, is the king of clubs as well. So there is a likelihood you may end up with him, okay?
Yes.
This is he's showing up as the king of clubs, and your long-range card and your result card, those are, you know, the year-long cards. You know, there's certain cards that are like five cards that are your year-long cards and the cards that are in different periods of the year. So he's showing up there. Now, in your other thread,
can't hear you.
Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello? 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 Hello?
I think we lost her.
Hello? Did we lose Clarissa?
Yeah, I think we did. I just texted her.
I'm sorry about that. I just switched phones. I don't know what the heck's going on. I mean, it's the first time I've had technical difficulties since I've done this. But okay, oh well. So I switched phones, so hopefully this phone will just work. I'm going to put the recording back on. Hold on.